A Lenten devotional for April 6th, 2020, based on Lamentations 1, verses 1 and 2, and 6 to 12, by the Reverend Keith C. Caulfield. More than 10 years ago, I moved into an urban area that once housed steel mills as far as the eye could see. The main avenue in town would feel electric with the bustle of people walking, shopping, and eating. But the electricity would stop flowing as the steel mills closed in 1986. As the sights and sounds from the steel mills died, so did the sights and sounds of the main avenue. Like the skeletons of enormous creatures, the empty steel mills and vacant storefronts and restaurants stood as reminders to passers-by of what used to be. The holy city, Jerusalem, was thought to be the locale of the blessing of the Lord God of Israel. But because of the onslaught of the Babylonians, the city once full of life is, in Lamentations 1, personified and likened to a person who has suffered great loss due to death. To the author of Lamentations, the destruction experienced by the southern kingdom of Judah and its capital, Jerusalem, was not merely an historical coincidence. It was punishment due to sin. Similarly to the gasping of steel mill workers as they looked at the abandoned mills and remembered what used to be, Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction and wandering all the precious things that were hers in the days of old. Brothers and sisters, ask yourselves and your congregations, are the glory days of the past keeping us from facing the reality of the present? Lord, we confess that our sin is greater than ourselves. Our separation from you leaves our lives, our homes, and our communities abandoned. Jesus, you are the light of the world, the hope of every city, the longing of every human heart. Holy Spirit, illumine our hearts to know what within us refuses your will in the present. Amen.